Wait a minute,
turn on the radio.
My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business, he make a lot of moves.
Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm Scott Catoon and you're listening to TechNorient live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. We spent the last half an hour listening to commercials and talking to investor Raveen Gandhi. Join us now is the builder of a platform for video creatives. To help them create, right? That's the general gist. Julie McInnes, we have Lancelot. You are the co-founder of that, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So right off the bat, why don't we just start off with a real simple question. What is Lancelot?
That is an excellent question and one that we get pretty often. I tell people that Lancelot is a platform for people who do freelance a lot. And it is a recruiting platform for freelance video talent and the organizations who need them.
So we deal quite a bit in this space, given the fact that TechNorient does predominantly most of our stuff is video and radio or audio and radio podcast. And almost all of it is in the live space because, two things to this, and I'd love your feedback on any of these things. But the first one is that, honestly, people, if you see the people walking down the street today, they like to read things in like little bits. They like to get their headline and like to get a couple little snippets and then they move on and they leave the long stuff for like going to the bathroom and like the train ride and whatever else. And everything else, they'd kind of like to get it in the most consumable way possible, which is usually video, audio if they can't watch, but typically video. And then the live element is something that I guess if you're listening to the radio show, then you obviously understand the live element. But if the live element is that there's a call to action, right? People feel like anything can happen on live radio. I could freak out right now in the middle of the show, which
is
very possible.
Which could be interesting.
It would make for a great show. These people outside have no idea what would be coming. But the point is, people really, no matter what happens, there's something about pre-recorded that just doesn't quite do it. It's like Netflix. You might own the movie. You'll never watch it. But when it's something streaming, you turn to it. So my point in all this is, one of the differentiators for those who are in this space, like us and video creators, is live is a special place. You have to be at a certain level of the game to be able to do it live. And it is a differentiator so that if you're really, really talented, you can do that and no one can copy you. And so what I like about your platform is this sort of like focus on not only is it just video, but also the live content aspect. What is it about creatives, and particularly in the video space, that drew you to needing to create a solution for them? What did you see as a problem that you needed to solve and why?
Well, first off, thank you. And I'm really glad that you've enjoyed the platform, that you're interested in it. I got into live content because before joining a Chicago booth to get my MBA, I was a documentary film producer in New York. And one thing that I noticed from doing that is that the creatives who can do live, it's such a unique skill set.
Yep.
Not only are you super proficient with very technical and complicated gear, but you intuitively understand what to film without somebody telling you what to. You know when to zoom in on something, you know when to move away. And you know that there are no do-overs. That's the other thing. If you're doing
we're live right now on video on WGNRadio.com because we've got these little things up above us. So people can actually watch us right now if they go there.
Oh,
so
that's great.
We better not screw up.
I know. I was just thinking, hello.
Hello, world. No, it's a great point. So like you noticed us doing documentary in New York and a whole other thing, documentary. I mean, that's a whole other world because you have to not only be entertaining enough to hold my attention span, but it has to be informationally worthwhile.
Absolutely. So you need to find a really good character who can carry that as well. So you need a film team that knows how to create a story that you'll want to follow, but then you need to have characters or an issue that will hold people for 90 minutes or so. And that's not always easy to find.
Speaking of not easy to find, usually it's really not easy to find great creative video producers. If they're really, really, really talented, they probably work for some shop or house and they're working so much that they have no time for freelance. And the other ones, not to say that they're not good or that they couldn't be good, but they just have not had the opportunity to work on a real project. And not to use the previous guest on in this segment, but Raveen talked a little bit about the need of like having to have pressure to prove whether or not you've got skill. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the one thing that we don't give the opportunity to our video producers. They don't get the chance to show themselves.
I think that's definitely true. They're hard to find, but there are more of them out there than I think people realize. And that's what we're trying to do. Get those people who understand how live content can be created, how it should come together. People who can identify then great creative talent to bring onto these projects and then realize a vision that like a team like you might have for a story that you want to have told.
So how exactly does it work on Lancelot? So if I'm not, now that we know this, there's all these different people who could be used for film and video. How do they use Lancelot to get their first experiences or get more experience, get more work, get more job flow, get more money, get all kinds of stuff?
Absolutely. We think that for the creatives especially, the value of Lancelot is that we're expanding your network. What I've found is a lot of freelancers, they get the same jobs from the same people over and over, and they can't get out of that.
Yep.
niche area. So we're saying, okay, you know, you've been doing documentaries, now you can do some corporate work, or you can do some commercial ad work, or we broaden the scope for people a lot more than they previously had. And so the way it works right now is you sign up on Lancelot.me, you create a profile, you tell us what you can do, what equipment you have, because that's really important. You know, people get hired based on the gear that they have or the gear that they know how to use. And then once you fill out your profile, we're able to start matching you with our clients.
You know, honestly, that was one of the depressing moments for some of my, to go into a conversation we had offline about journalists and media creatives in general, not having no MBA and not having a lot of the skill sets that they probably need. One of the things that we kind of talked about before this was the fact that if we could create a platform where we could use the talent you naturally have and that you practice out of love and give you the ability to be an entrepreneur and give you the network to people who can actually hire you and tell you how to sell yourself. My guys for my team were really disappointed when they found out that one of the major values that they brought was they had a certain camera. It was like, it's not me. It's the camera. I'm
right.
Like, it's a piece of equipment. I'm sorry. Like that's the selling prop. And I can only tell you this is why. And I hope that, I know that you already put this in Lancelot. You've got to teach these guys how to be self-promoters.
Absolutely.
And that's the one thing, like I've told my guys, and now we're doing it via creating influencer pages. Like you've got to be out there telling people why you're important. Otherwise, why would anyone else think you're important?
I completely agree. And that's why, you know, we're conceiving Lancelot as being a Facebook meets LinkedIn for video people. And it gives you real marketability. We're building in community-driven ratings and reviews. You can showcase what you can do. You can say, oh, I've worked with this person and they had a great experience with me, sort of like, you know, the Airbnb style ratings. And I think that will help give people a lot more visibility than they currently have on the other sites or the other, you know, ways that they're trying to find jobs.
I totally agree. And, you know, for those of you listening who are thinking like, this doesn't seem like a problem or it's not obvious or whatever, I'm going to ask you this right now. Go and think, who are you going to, you want to create a show or you want to shoot a video for anything, even of a wedding. Who are you going to call? Where would you go to find it? And how are you going to know whether they're any good at all?
Yep. The vetting process is huge. And a lot of sites that say, oh, we'll connect you with video people.
Sure.
Nope, they don't do it. I can tell
you. It's a link to
amazing
Vimeo.
Amazing horror stories. Right.
Yeah, that's all it is. We had the same problem. We were looking to try to get people to film in a pinch for an event. And it was like, here's all these links to Vimeo. It's like, I have no way of knowing that you did that.
That's right.
I have no idea. And who knows? I mean, who knows how old it is? Like, you could have reposted it yesterday. Like, I have no idea what this is. It's crazy. So this is a legit thing. And we also talked about this offline, the importance of the future of media, which we talked about. Technori event is the future of media. The importance of these media types to refigure out their career. The media career is not dead. It's just transformed. And I think it's transformed into the freelancer model, which you obviously are right in front of with Lancelot.
Absolutely. It's going to be freelance. It's the gig economy. We sort of joke that we're the CAA, the Creative Artist Agency for the gig economy. Instead of helping movie stars find work, you know, we're doing it for the people behind the scenes. And media is not dying. Media is getting bigger. It's just taking on different formats. And everybody will sort of, I think, adjust and develop new skills and find new ways of storytelling that are just, you know, that are going to be part of that.
Well, I think the proof is in the pudding. You actually brought it up just a second ago in your line there when you said they're not all movie stars. That's just it, right? I mean, the only ones that make it to the top of this game are the ones you think about, are the absolute movie stars. The Rock is here in Chicago right now filming. That's the one person you think about, but there's underneath him are those massive guns that he's got. Underneath him is like 45 other actors you've never heard of, or they're like bit parts. Those people don't make millions of dollars doing that. So they have to do theater. They have to produce stuff. They produce, a lot of them are producers and associate producers of documentaries and all this other stuff. So very cool. Where do people go to learn more about, obviously you said Lancelot.me. Where else can people go to learn more about the whole platform and get involved with you?
Yeah, that's great. So Lancelot.me, and again, that's spelled, it's LancelotMe. And then otherwise you can check out my Twitter page. I am Julie McGinnis, known as The Renaissance.
Nice.
WRENN. Yep. Yeah, exactly. My middle name is Ren. So we're
perfect. Yeah. I was just going to say, very, very well played. And again, it takes a true live talent ability to be able to read and read. I can't even do it. I can't do reads. So to actually spell your name properly is impressive on live air.
Thank you.
This has been great. Thank you so much for coming in here. Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. We're going to take a little break here, pay some more bills, and we'll be back with my fellow Glen Ellenite and birthday boy, Text Ninja founder, Jim Ramirez. I'm Scott Catoon, and you're listening to WGN Radio AM 720.